T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Astros playing baseball tomorrow. The season begins, and you know who they want.
Baseball.
Adam's playing with us. How is this different? How is the feel of the start of this season different than the other seasons in which the Astros have been near the top of the American League? What is there a different feel here? Is there a different approach? Are we going to see a different style of baseball? Are the wins going to look different? How is this different?
I don't know if it's going to be that different. I think because so many of the main characters are the same. You know, it's basically the same position players, a lot of the same pitchers. I guess obviously the big difference is just the manager. And I think that he's very different than Dusty Baker. Mm-hmm. Joe Espada is going to be very different than Dusty Baker. Going to be a lot more kind of, I guess, in your face is a good way to put it.
Okay.
I think if you like ejections.
What's up, Lou Piniella? You like ejections?
If you like ejections, baby. I think you're going to see a few more of those.
Lou Espada.
Dusty Baker was a guy who
kick that dirt
would get ejected maybe once a year. Mm-hmm. And Dusty's a very laid back manager, and a lot of times the ejections that he actually did have were when pitchers would throw at guys, and it's just kind of an automatic, you know, after the warnings. So mm-hmm. that was kind of just an automatic ejection. But I think that Joe Espada is going to probably be a little. He's not going to be quite as laid back, I think, is probably the best way to put it.
I like that. I hadn't really heard too much about that.
Sign me up for that, Bo. Yeah. That's a good sales pitch right there. You got me pumped up. How about that?
I mean, you have Aaron Boone, who was ejected 7 times last year, and he's been ejected as many as 9 times. I went through this the other day.
Yeah.
There have been 15 double-digit ejection seasons in baseball history, in the history of baseball. Mm-hmm. There have been 15 of them. Aaron Boone was one off in 2022.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. he finished with 7 last year. Most of those came when the Yankees were kind of in the race.
Is Billy Martin on the list?
I did not see Billy Martin actually on that list. It's a lot of Bobby Cox.
Well, a lot of times he was probably too drunk to get out there.
Well, the guys who were in double digits, it's Bobby Cox. There was one Jerry Manuel season in the early 2000s. Yeah. And then it's just a bunch of guys
Piniella.
That were like, no.
Really?
No Lou Piniella. There's a lot of Kennedy era. Mm-hmm. Some 1910s in there.
Look at that. Yeah. Okay. That doesn't count. They weren't there. There were no Dominicans. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Center, Sports Radio 610.
Here's where maybe I'm just confused. The Astros have the third best odds to get to the World Series, win the World Series behind the Braves and Dodgers. Why aren't the Rangers up there?
They lost Montgomery.
But they've added some stuff.
Well, it's always going to be a public thing. Who'd they add? They really didn't add much, did they?
Didn't they add a pitcher that...
A pitcher?
Yeah, starting pitcher. Who was him? It? I was looking at it yesterday.
I mean...
And does he throw?
They're waiting on a bunch of guys to come off the IL.
Oh, I was thinking Lorenzen.
Yeah, they're waiting on Scherzer and DeGrom to come off the IL.
Yeah.
They're a good team, no doubt. But again,
they caught lightning in a bottle. They know that.
The bullpen wasn't good last year, and they really didn't do anything to make it better over the course of this offseason. And then they lost Chapman also. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's a public not necessarily believing in the Rangers. And like Landry said, thinking that maybe what they did last year was a little bit of a fluke. And also, the Rangers are going to be relying on a lot of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one thing for Evan Carter to come up in September and take off the way that he did. And they brought up another kid. That's another. They got a bunch of prospects.
They've been able to build it. I'm surprised. But you love that farm system. I know that
it's hard sometimes to rely on young guys mm-hmm. over the course of a 162 game season.
Yeah.
So I would tell you, I think the Astros are the favorites to win the West. American League West without question.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll kind of wait and see on everything else. But I think Texas is certainly formidable. But I understand why the Astros would be ahead of them.
So call your shot. Wins and what the Astros
are. Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, the season starts tomorrow.
Hey, I nailed it last year. Right on the head.
Season starts tomorrow.
I had 90 last year.
You needed a nice little spark to that last week.
Hey, what did I say about the Rockets? 43.
Did you say? I don't think
42. You were sitting right there. Oh, yeah, 42. You were sitting right there, and you questioned me. You questioned me, Spo. Well,
I don't know if they're going to get to 43.
I think I said 42. I said 42.
I don't know if they're going to get to 42. They could, I don't know if they... No, so I would probably go...
Someone's doubting.
90, 93, 94, 95, somewhere in that
range. Oh, wow.
That's pretty aggressive. And win the division.
I mean, I would probably go higher, but the pitching is still a bit of a question mark, and the fact that you only play 13 games against the Angels and A's, whereas in the past you would play 19 games against those two teams. I think that lowers the total a little
Don't give me this it's early crap. Adam Spillane with us here on In the Loop Sports Radio 16. And don't give me this we don't know right now. Heading into the season, going back to 2017, the golden age of Astros baseball. Is this the best bullpen that they've had, and is this the worst rotation that they've had?
It is not the best bullpen that they've had just because it's not as deep.
The 2019, you would say?
No, I would take the 2022 bullpen over this one.
Okay.
Just because you look at you look at 2022, basically every inning that they threw in that season, like I'm talking the entire season, starters, relievers were thrown by a pitcher who was at least league average. That's how good that team was. There were some bad Pedro Baez innings in the beginning of that season, and that was it. Basically everything else was a guy who was either league average at worst. So that's why I don't think that this team has the depth in the bullpen. Obviously, the top three are great.
Okay.
But once you get past the top three, that's where they have a lot of questions to answer because you're relying on Rafael Montero to have a bounce back year. And then after that, it's a bunch of guys who really aren't proven in the big leagues.
What about the rotation, starting rotation?
I think the 2020 rotation wasn't very good. The 2021 rotation
that was COVID.
Wasn't great. But I also think that I don't think Verlander is going to be out for very long. They were really encouraged with what they saw from him yesterday. He might need 2-3 rehab starts so he can, and it's more just to build up his pitch count than anything else.
Yeah.
And then I think that you feel pretty good. I don't care how bad last season ended, but Framber Valdez is still Framber Valdez. Christian Javier seems to think that losing some weight is going to be beneficial to him. And I think they were really pleased with what Hunter Brown did this spring. Hunter mm-hmm. Brown had a really good spring, and Ronel Blanco had a really good spring also. So I don't think the rotation
Hunter Brown
is,
and Ronel Blanco.
The problem is I don't think the rotation isn't great mm-hmm. right now, but I think that it might maybe a little bit better than we think.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So if they take a step back, what would be the biggest reason?
Guys get hurt with the position players because they have nobody behind those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then Verlander has trouble. Verlander turns 41.
Yeah.
So if he pitches like a 41-year-old. And then maybe they have got another bullpen. They've got an issue with the top three in the bullpen where one of those guys gets hurt. Because, again, there just isn't depth right now. They are thin. They don't have much in the minor league system that they can bring up or that they can use to go get somebody else.
We are going to be live at Tom's Watch Bar tomorrow. Come by, say hi. We'll be there from 10 to 2. Little road work for In the Loop downtown. So come by. Baseball Spo will be covering Astros versus Yankees. We would be hard-pressed if we didn't ask you about March Madness. Who do you like and why?
I'm going to be very boring and say UConn.
They
are
sometimes boring is right.
That team, the way
who's going to f with them?
I know they're just rolling.
I think UNC could maybe get them, but I don't know.
I think this it was a very chalky first weekend, and I think that you could see that again. I'm surprised that Arizona got through. They had a kind of an easy draw with Dayton in the second round, but the one seeds look really good. And it's the first time in a while that you've had all four get through. I've never been a believer in Purdue, but the way they looked against Utah State on Sunday was really impressive.
And, yeah, I would say.
But just
40.
UConn is just surgical with how they run their offense. Like it's not you don't have like these guys who can score 25 in a game, but they move the ball, they create good shots, they can beat you from all three levels. It's just a really good team. I love U of H against Duke, by the way.
So you think the Cougs get Duke?
Oh yeah, I think they might. Blow Duke out.
Oh, wow.
I think there's a different level of toughness that U of H has compared to Duke. And A&M was kind of a bad matchup for them because of how A&M just attacks the rim relentlessly, both on the drive and then with the offensive rebounding.
Yeah.
Got U of H in foul trouble. I don't think Duke's going to be able to do that to them.
You think NC State's got a shot? I think NC State could pull off the upset.
They got Marquette, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Marquette was really
good. I like Marquette.
Yeah.
NC State's hot, though.
I like Marquette.
I faded Marquette just because I wasn't sure if Kolek was healthy, but he looked really good against Colorado. I saw Colorado a couple times in Vegas during the Pac-12 tournament, and I thought that their defense was pretty good.
Yeah.
The way that they got scored on in this tournament, both by Florida and then by Marquette, have me completely rethinking that. I think the run for NC State probably comes to an end. I think it's going to be a very chalky. It's a very chalky tournament. It's good. Yeah. I know you're happy because you like to see all the good teams.
I like to see that. We got 12 of 16 chalk, man. I wish, give me the chalk, baby.
I needed Kentucky to get through. If Kentucky gets through, I would have been sitting great. But one guy gets hot.
You know.
And then Calipari.
Calipari's got it rough.
Illinois, I mean, they're still a 3-seed, but Illinois might be a
I can't. I can't.
I know.
Come on.
He's an Indiana guy.
Yeah, what about your Wisconsin boys?
Yeah.
That was...
Well, they lost it in the first half.
They got a bad matchup. James Madison.
Yeah, but they lost it in the first half.
It was a weird Wisconsin team because Wisconsin.
And they could actually score.
Yes, this was a Wisconsin team that is built on its offense and not its defense. And you saw that they couldn't defend.
Yeah, the Big Ten championship, they're damn near 190 points or whatever it was.
And you saw it with Nebraska.
Yeah.
Nebraska didn't guard anybody.
Yeah.
And they were the third place team in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm.
That dude. What'd you call him?
The Japanese Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's the Japanese. Yeah.
He might play the Tominaga. Worst defense I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
He can shoot it.
He might as well hand out flyers when they're going to the ring. He might as well be handing it out. Hey, here you go. Free drinks.
I was so mad that A&M won that game because I wanted Tominaga to just take over the country. Because he absolutely would have. Here's this little Japanese little Japanese guard who just shoots threes like they're nothing. And
He's a jerk, by the way.
He's cocky, man.
If you shoot it the way that he does, every time.
Dude, and it really didn't. The thing I liked about him, though, is it didn't matter if they were up three or down 18.
Yeah.
He was talking crap to everybody.
That's how he's always played for the three years he's been there.
And he started crying.
His career's over.
Well,
he's going to get a look in the league, though. Someone's going to give him a chance. Someone's going to give him a chance in the NBA.
As a shooter.
He's going to be in the G League. He's going to average 30 in the G League. He will put up 30 points a game in the G League.
Spo, we appreciate you. Look forward to talking to you during yet another Astro season.
All right. See y'all later.
Here's to a five-hour opening day. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what is D'Amico Ryan's role? We'll also hear from the McNairs. In the Loop continues next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.